Tonight's shiur should be a zechus refuah shalema for a young child, a very unfortunate story. A young child was hit yesterday, happened to be very, very close with the family in New Jersey. The story was very unfortunate, and the family, without this, needed plenty of yeshuas for many, many difficult times that they go through. So we hope that our Dibrei Torah this evening will be a zechus for his refuah shalema. They added a name, Rafael, this morning to his name. His name is Rafael Chaya Moser ben Chaya Malka. We should have him in mind in our tefillos. He's in very critical condition. He was on a lawn and a car just came up onto the lawn and pinned him against the car. It's not clear exactly what happened, but whatever it is, he's in very critical condition. He's in need of Rachamei Shemayim, so we should be mispalel and dedicate our mitzvah semaisim tovim for his refuah. So the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, I figured after a long series of some difficult shiurim, so let's go a little light tonight. We'll talk a little bit about Psukei Dezimra. So the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis tells us, Kol Omer Halal Shalem B'chol Yom, person who says Halal Shalem every single day, Harei Zeh Mecharef Umegadef. Now what is Halal Shalem? So Halal Shalem is like we know it, Halal, the long Halal that we say on Rosh Chodesh, on Yantif. The Gemara says a person who chooses to say Halal Shalem every single day is considered an Afikaris. So, ask the Acharonim, the Meshechachma writes in the end of the, in the beginning of Parshas Bechukosai, so he points out, I don't understand. How can you tell me a person who says Halal Shalem every single day is considered an Afikaris? Doesn't the Gemara tell us in Brachas Daf Dalet Amud Beis, someone who says Ashrei three times a day is, for sure, Muftach Lo Shehuban Olam Haba. So what's going on? Why is it that if a person says Ashrei three times a day, he's guaranteed Olam Haba? And if a person chooses to say Halal every day, he's considered an Apikoros. What's the difference? So the Meshech Chachma writes a beautiful interpretation to this, and he explains as follows. He says, a person who says Halal Shalim every day, what is Halal Shalim telling us about? Halal Shalim talks about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Halal Shalim says, Hayam Rav Hayanos, Hayardin Yusuf La'achar, everyone was shaking, and the whole world was upside down, and it was Nisim Gluyim. That's what the Halal Shalim is talking about. So says the Meshech Chachma, if you focus in on what Ashrei is talking about, Ashrei is about day-to-day, it's mundane. It's talking about Poseach Es Yodecha, that the Ribbono Shel Olam takes care of us every day, Semach Hashem Lechol HaNoflim, what He does for us, that everything, the day-to-day activities, the routine that we need to go through every single day, that's what we're praising the Ribbono Shel Olam for in Ashrei. So says the Meshech Chachma, a person who has, it's not just about saying, what do you mean, if I decide to say Tehillim every day, Matov Manoim, but, says the Meshech Chachma, a person who has the attitude that I'm only mechuyev to recognize the Ribbono Shel Olam's presence by a Kriyas Yamsuf, by a Maimer Har Sinai, by these tremendous things that happen in the world, but every single day, well, nature is nature and life is routine and everything's fine. So says the Meshech Chachma, a person who goes through his life with that attitude, that he doesn't have to thank Hashem for every single day, that is the person who is an apikoros. Like the Ramban writes on Chumash, Menanisim Hagluyim Haman for Samim, through the great miracles that happen in a person's life, the point of those great miracles is to shake you up, and that a person should realize that every single day, the Ribbono Shel Olam is actually running his life. So that's what the Meshech Chachma explains. That's why when it comes to Halal Shalem, you're Mechayev for Megadev. When it comes to Ashrei, a person is considered praiseworthy for saying it every day. Yeah.
I don't understand. I mean, Halal you sing every day, so you're thanking God for every day for the Nisim that are every day, the nature, the whole thing is. Why do they make it say that you're not the chorus? You're praising Hashem.
So that's what he says. The Meshech Chachma says it's more about the attitude that a person has. If a person's attitude is, yeah, Hashem obviously shows His presence in these great moments, in these Maimon Har Sinai, in this Kriyas Yamsev, and He shows His power then, but on a day-to-day basis, He doesn't really run our lives. So he says, if a person runs his life with that attitude, that's apikursus. Yeah, a person has to recognize that the great things are from the Ribbono Shel Olam, the not-such-great things are from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the day-to-day routine, the fact that a person wakes up and he breathes, is also from the Ribbono Shel Olam.
You can look at it and say the opposite. That if he says halal every day, he's saying that the little things that happen every day, that's worthy of halal. So instead of looking at it and saying... Your halal is only for nisim gedolim, like yamsuf, whatever.
Right.
You could say no. Every day, I think every day
is a miracle.
Is a miracle.
Right, but the Meshech Chachma points out, if you look in the words of Halal, what is Halal talking about?
If you ask me, what do you do both?
Right, so if you do both, so that's what the Meshech Chachma says. The Meshechach, I understand what you're asking. The Meshechach points out that it's not about saying this Kapitel Tehillim versus that. The Meshechach says it's about an attitude in life. It's the Gemara is a symbolic Gemara. The Gemara is just trying to say. Right. So do you meet it or do you not? That's the question. So that's what the Meshechach points out. Does a person really mean that or does he not? So that's what he says. A person has to go through his life and make sure that every single step in his life he recognizes the Ribbono Shel Olam's presence. And with this, the Meshechach explains the next maimer of the Gemara. The Gemara says right afterward, Yehei Chelkiim Gomri HaHalal Chol Yom. So one of the Tanaim, right, one of the Amiraim says, I want to be part of the Chevra who will go to Shemayim and say, we said Psukei DeZimra every single day. So says Rashi. Rashi doesn't say all Psukei DeZimra. Rashi points out that the Amiraim were saying, those who say Hallelu Es Hashem Min HaShemayim and Hallelu Kel B'Kadsho, that's considered very praiseworthy, and the Amiraim were saying, I wish I could be like those people who say, I want to make sure that every day I say those two Mizmarim of Halleluka. So why? Why those two? So Meshech Chachma points out, because those two have so many Shvachim, have so many praises, Hallelu Kel B'Kadsho, Hallelu B'Kiyo Uzo, you're saying so much Shvach, every single sentence, every half a sentence is a whole nother Shvach, you're giving a whole nother attribute. Hallelu Es Hashem and HaShemayim is about every single thing that happens in the world. So the Meshech Chachma explains that that's why Rashi singles out these two. It's right after the Gemara that tells us about Omer HaLashalim HaRezim HaChayr from Megadev to point out the fact that a person has to think about these things every single moment of his life. So now let's get into the halachos a little bit of Psukei DeZimra. So we'll begin as follows. The Tosfos and the other Rishonim learn. Halakatzer meaning?
Not the
Shalom. No.
That's okay.
No, the Gemara means.
It only says Shalom.
No, he just means that halal as opposed to stam being Meshabeach or Ribbono Shel Olam.
So if you say the short version, you're stam being.
Nah, that's the same halal. That's the same thing. The Gemara over here doesn't mean specifically. The Meshech Chachma is explaining it means symbolically. That's what it means. I think it's referring to this halal as opposed to stam opening up a tehillim and opening any perek that you get to. I think that's what he means. So when we talk about Psukei DeZimra, so we'll begin with an interesting machlokes rishonim. Tosfos and most of the rishonim explain that why do we say Psukei DeZimra every day? So they say because the Gemara says the olam yisader adam shivcha shemakom va'achar kach yispalel, the proper thing when a person walks into a king's house, king's palace. So you don't just walk in and say I need X, Y, and Z. You walk in, you butter him up a little bit, you say some shvachim, you tell him certain things that you've benefited from, you say that I enjoy this about your malchus, that about your malchus, I enjoy the majesty that you live in, the palace that you're living in. So the person has to first butter himself up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what the Gemara says. The olam yisader adam shivcha shamakom. Person should always first be mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'achar kach yispal, then he can go ahead, he has a heter to be misspelled. So Tosfos says, that's why we have Psukei DeZimra. That's why the Chacham were misakin. Rabbeinu Yonah, on the other hand, writes that, no, this is a Takanos Chachamim, Stam, the same way they made 18 brachos in Shemona Esrei. So they told us that we should say also Birchas Kriyashma. They also told us that we should say Psukei DeZimra. It has nothing to do with the fact that La'olam Yisadar Adam Shivcha Shemakam, just Stam, happens to be, they put it in this order. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah writes like that in brachos in the 5th parak and Daf Chav Gimel in the Daf Yarif. What's the difference? So the difference seemingly would be, what if a person comes in late to shul and he wasn't able to say Psukei DeZimra? So is there any value in saying the Psukei DeZimra after Shemona Esrei is over? If you're going to learn like Tosfos that the whole point of Psukei DeZimra is to butter myself up, that I should make myself like a person who's welcome in the king's palace, like a person who's respecting the king, so then after I finish Shemona Esrei, there's no reason to say Psukei DeZimra. However, if you learn like Rabbeinu Yonah that it's the Takanos Chachamim every day to recite Psukei DeZimra, regardless of the fact that La'olam Yisadar Adam Shivcha Shemakom, even without that, the Chachamim said that you have to say Psukei DeZimra every single day at that specific place. So, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, it would seem that if a person is not able to recite Psukei DeZimra before he damash Shemona Esrei, there still is Tashlumen afterward. He should say it later on. So, what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? So in Shulchan Aruch we have a pshara. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, and on the bottom of the page they say that this is a pshara from the Tshuvas of the Ramban, that there seems to be some sort of compromise between Rabbeinu Yonah Shita and the Tosfos Shita. What if a person comes in late to davening, and he doesn't have time to recite Psukei DeZimra, and now he's going to say Shemona Esrei, should he go back and say Psukei DeZimra afterwards? So the Shulchan Aruch says he should go back and say it without a bracha. Now what does that mean? So the Shulchan Aruch explains, a person should say all the Mizmorim, all the Halalukas, just he should not recite Baruch Shamar Nishtabach, because Baruch Shamar Nishtabach are brachos. It's like the bracha Shalafanea, bracha Lachareah. So therefore, if a person comes late to shul and does not have enough time to recite Pesukah Dezimra, he should say it after Shemana Esrei is over, without reciting Baruch Shamar Nishtabach. That's the Pesach in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Nun Aleph.
What is he starting with?
I'm sorry, Simen Nun Beis. What?
Come late to shul,
they're up to Baruch Hu. What do you mean? Then you're going to miss out. You're going to fall behind. You want to daven tefillah with tzibur. We're talking about a case where a person doesn't have time. What do you mean? Then you're going to fall behind everything.
He's saying he won't be able to do it later. Behind, wait a minute.
Give him a can. Let's say
can. Right. The case is that you can. Whatever. You come in.
He's saying is he can. Who knows that fastball?
Whatever, you come in right by Shemana Esrei.
What do you start with? Where are they?
You have to start with the Yotzer, yeah. 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 So that it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to skip. And then there's a certain Kadima, which we won't get into. It's complicated what you should skip, what you should say first. But let's assume you have no time to say any Pesukah Dezimra. So then a person, the Shulchan Aruch says, a person should just start with Baruch Hu or just start with Shemana Esrei, wherever the Tzibra is up to. Preferably with Baruch Hu, so that he could say Brichas Kriyat Shema with Shemana Esrei, but afterward he should recite the Pesukah Dezimra without the Baruch Shamar and without the Yishtabach.
Let's say he has that 1 minute. Should he say Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach, or forget about it?
Yeah, because then you're being Mekayim Tosfos Shita about, right. If you have more time, you say Ashrei, but if you don't have time for Ashrei, if you don't have time, so you just say Baruch Shamar, Yishtabach, Baruch Hu, and you continue. So that's what you should do. So the Mishkan Asiakov points out over here, A interesting ha'ara he makes. He says, "Me'ikar adin." It seems in Shulchan Aruch that the din is like Taisvus, that there is no tashlumin for Pesukah Dezimra. Why? Because really, the real reason why we say Pesukah Dezimra is because lo adam misader adam shivcha shemakom. The respectful way to talk to the Ribbono Shel'olam is to first butter him up by saying shivach. So the Mishkan Yosef Yaakov says, really, the ikar adin is that a person should recite Pesukah Dezimra before. That's the takana. So he says, according to this, I really don't quite understand why the Shulchan Aruch makes a strange psak in Simen Nun Beis. Says the Shulchan Aruch, what if a person comes to shul and they already started Yotzer Ar? And he gets there, their mamash, they're starting Baruch Hu. So says the Shulchan Aruch, skip all of Pesukah Dezimra and jump straight into Yotzer Ar. Why? So that this way you'll daven tefillah b'tzibur. Ask the Mishnah Yaakov, if you hold Me'ikar Adin, the din is really like Tosfos, that the reason why we say Pesukah Dezimra is because the Olam Misadav Meshivcha Shemakom. So what right do I have to skip it? If that's the din, that you're really supposed to say Pesukah Dezimra first, who said that Tefillah B'Tzibur is more important than saying Pesukah Dezimra? So he says, this whole halacha in Shulchan Aruch that's quoted here, that a person should skip Pesukah Dezimra and go straight into Baruch Hu, that's quoted from Rabbeinu Yonah and Brachos. So he says, that's Rabbeinu Yonah L'shitaso. That's only because Rabbeinu Yonah holds that Pesukah Dezimra is a separate entity. But if you learn like Tosfos, the Mishkan Siakov argues, maybe if you learn like Tosfos, that the whole reason for Pesukah Dezimra is to butter yourself up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So who said you have the right to skip Pesukah Dezimra if you come late to shul? Maybe just daven al seder, do everything straight, and then you won't have tefillah b'tzibur. So this is the Tanya of the Mishkan Siakov. It sounds like a very good kasha. My father said that Rav Soloveitchik mentioned this in Shir, but he assumed that no, we still hold by both Pesachim of the Shulchan Aruch. Obviously, they're independent of each other. Number one, we paskin like Tosfos that Me'ikar Adin, one should try as much as he can to say Pesukah Dezimra before, but if he doesn't have time, he says it afterward. Obviously, we understand that Tefillah B'Tzibur trumps Pesukah Dezimra. Obviously, it's more important than saying Pesukah Dezimra. That's what you have to understand here. Yeah. Okay, everything clear. So let's continue. So the first part of Pesukah Dezimra, as we said, is the Bracha Shelefaneha. That's called the Baruch Shamar, and the Bracha Shelachareha is the Bracha of Yishtabach. So with Baruch Shamar, the Aruch HaShulchan on Simon Nun Aleph writes the following. He says, Baruch Shamar, it says 13 times Baruch. That is not a coincidence. He says that is connected to the 13 Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're trying to point out the Shvach of Hashem in every single Midah that he has. Then he points out the following, that in Pesukah Dezimra, there are actually 13 different types, different segments of Shvach that we say. So he says they are the following 13. Number one, Hodu. Then you say Mizmar Lesoda, Yehi Chavod, Ashrei. Then you have 5 Mizmarim of Halalukas. Baruch Hashem La'olam, Vayivarach David, V'charis, and Shiras Hayam. So he says if you put all that together, it's 13 different types of segments of Shvach. That's why we say Baruch Sha'amar, we say Baruch 13 times in the Bracha to show that we are going to be Mishabeach Hashem in 13 different ways. So says the Magen Avraham, that since this bracha is not found in all of Talmud Bavli or Talmud Yerushalmi, if you look through everywhere, you won't find a bracha Baruch Sha'amar. Says the Magen Avraham, this is not a real bracha. The whole thing's a farce. I mean, not a farce, we say it, but he says the whole thing's not really real. And we'll get into a discussion in a few minutes about different brachas that aren't found in Chazal. So the Magen Avraham says, since the whole bracha is not mentioned in Chazal, so therefore you're allowed to be mafsig in the middle, you can answer amen to any bracha, don't worry, do whatever you want. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. So let's first discuss, before we get back to that Magen Avraham, which Rav Moshe Feinstein takes very serious issue with, let's first talk about a couple of examples where we find brachas that are not mentioned in Chazal. Now, what happens when we have a bracha that's not mentioned in Chazal? So the Rush writes, if you look at number 3 in the sources, the Rush writes in the first paragraph in Kiddushin, Simen Mem Aleph, he writes as follows, Lo Matzanu, says the Rush, we don't find Shemavarchim Shum Chiyuv Bracha Shelo Huzgar Abba Mishnah Abba Tosefta Abba Gemar. Says the Rush, we have no right to institute any new brachas. And any bracha that is not found, that does not appear in the Talmud Bavli or Talmud Yerushalmi, we have no right to recite it. Ki acharei sidur Ravina v'Ravashi, after Ravina and Ravashi decided what fits into the Gemara and what doesn't, lo matzina shadis chadish bracha. We are not allowed to be mechadish new bracha. So the prichadash right over there in Simon Nun Aleph S, how do we start Psuka de Zimmer every day with Baruch Shamar? Look through all of Shas, you won't find this bracha. And the Rush tells us that we don't have a right to make up new brachas on our own. So how do we start off Psuka de Zimmer in this fashion? So if you look in the Bir Halacha writes, well, what are you talking about? Just because it's not in Talmud Bavli, it doesn't mean it wasn't around in those days. Look, the Gemara is not meant to be a Siddur. You have Siddurim and you have Gemara. So the Gemara only mentions those brachas that it wants to comment on. The Gemara didn't just tell me every single time Chazal made every bracha, the Gemara does not mention it. The Gemara assumed that we know some of those brachas. So in fact, the Bir Halacha writes that he thinks this bracha of Baruch Shamar was around from the days of the Zohar HaKadosh. If you look in the Mishkanos Yaakov and that Shuvah we mentioned before, he writes, he has Makoros that this is dates back to the days of the Gemara. He says this is beyond the question that Baruch Shamar was around before. If you look in the Birkei Yosef, he says this was around even before the times of the Gemara. The Birkei Yosef writes that in the Sefer HaMayuchas, the Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol. That's very early, one of the Tanaim. So the Birkei Yosef writes that he thinks that in the Sefer HaMayuchas, the Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol, we already have this bracha of Baruch Shamar. So he says there's nothing to be concerned about. This is a bracha that Chazal were misakein, and the nafkamina that would come out of that is, it's not so simple. The Magen Avraham writes that the reason one is allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Baruch Sha'amar is because it's not a bracha that's found in Chazal. So we'll get to that in a couple of minutes. But before we do that, I just want to digress and talk about a few brachas that we all heard of, which are really not mentioned in Chazal, and we'll get into a little bit of a discussion. Bracha number one is the bracha that women say every morning in Birchas HaShachar, Sha'asani Kirtzono. So that is Lomo Fia B'Shas. That bracha does not come up in Chazal at all. So first of all, what is the meaning of that bracha? So there are two interpretations that are given to the bracha Sha'asani Kirtzono. Shot number one that the Torah writes in Simon Memvav is the following. A woman feels bad that she's not mitzvah in all the mitzvahs asay Sha'asman Grama. But what can you do? I was created as a woman. What am I going to do about it? So says the Torah in Simon Memvav, it's like a Tzidu Kadin. The same way after a person loses a relative, they feel very bad about it, but the Ribbono Shel Olam did it. It's too bad. This is the din that he gave you. So you're matzig es din. So to a woman every morning, says the Torah, that's why she says, Sha'asani kirtzon, it's like a tzidik din. I'm being mekabel the justice. I'm being mekabel that the Ribbono Shel Olam did this for a good reason. That's the reason of the Torah. Others explain differently. The Hafla writes in Ksuvus on the Afchesam and Aleph. He's meramis to this. They say, no, this is not a tzidik din. The brach of Sha'asani kirtzono is a woman saying, I feel special that the Ribbono Shel Olam made me closer to his Ratzon. I'm closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam's Ratzon than the men are. My father told me this week an interesting ha'ara that what's the nusach of the bracha Sha'asani Kirtzono? So he said one of the darshanim writes the following, that if you look when Hashem created Adam, so it says, Nasa Adam, b'tzalmeinu kidmuseinu. So Rashi quotes the Gemara that Hashem asked the Malachim whether or not they agree to create Adam, whether they think it's a good idea. When it comes to Chava, what does the Psukim tell us? Baruch Shalom says, Eselo Ezer Kenegdo. He didn't go and ask anyone. The Baruch Shalom decided on his own. This is a good idea. I don't have to ask anybody about it. So this is what one of the Darshanim said. A woman says, Sha'asani Kirtzono, the Rebbe Shalom didn't have any questions. When he came to creating Adam, he wasn't sure. Went to ask the Malachim. When it came to creating a woman, Sha'asani Kirtzono, this is exactly what the Rebbe Shalom wanted. So this is one of the pshatim that they say in Sha'asani Kirtzono. It's the opposite. It's not a Tzidik Adin. Rather, the women are saying that they feel privileged that they're closer to the Ratzon Hashem. So Rav Shamsher Paul Hirsch explains that based on this, this is why women do not have a chiv to wear a yarmulke. Why? Because the point of wearing a yarmulke is to remind ourselves that there's a Ribbono Shel, to remind ourselves of Yiras Hamayim all day long. But he said the women have that innate feeling. The women innately know what the right or wrong thing to do is, and therefore the women don't need that reminder. So along those lines, my father likes to explain that this might also be the reason why Nashim are not chayavas in Talmud Torah. So the explanation could be given that the more a person talks about his wife, the more a person hears about his wife, the more people praise his wife, the more he's going to love her, right? You have a good friend, and people tell you a lot about this friend, so the more you're going to come to appreciate that person. So we're supposed to learn Talmud Torah. Why? Because we need to come to appreciate the Ribbono Shel Olam. And how else are we going to appreciate him if not by learning his Torah? That's the way to find out more about him. However, women who have that feeling, women who have that connection, who understand what the Ribbono Shel Olam is all about, their innate feelings are geared toward the Ribbono Shel Olam, so therefore they don't have that chiv of Talmud Torah because they don't have to uncover that relationship. They have it naturally. In fact, the Kli Yakar writes along the same lines in Parsha Shlach, the Kli Yakar says that had Moshe Rabbeinu sent Meraglim that were women, this never would have happened. The disaster never would have happened. Why? Says the Kli Yakar, because women know to be steered to do the right thing. And men are always looking for new gimmicks, men are looking for new things. They're not so into tradition. They're not always going in the right derech. Women sometimes are a lot more grounded. I think my father says over, that's why Rav Soloveitchik explained, al derech ha-agada, that the Gemara says in the end of Brachos that Adam and Chava machlok is exactly how everything happened, but one of the Manda Amram in the Gemara says, Adam and Chava were actually one being, and Adam was one half of the body, and Chava was the other half of the body. So the Gemara says, a strange shaila, who walked forward and who walked backwards? Who was tagging along and who was actually walking? Was Adam walking forward and Chava was just tagging along? Or was Chava walking forward and Adam was tagging along? So it sounds like a strange suffix that the Gemara has. But Rav Soloveitchik explained, the Gemara's maskana is that Adam walked forward and Chava was just tagging along. So Rav Soloveitchik explained that Derech HaAgada, that what it means is, the other meaning, is that Adam, a man is always looking for a new thing. He's always running to new ideas. He wants to make an investment. He wants to make money. He wants to do things. Like by the Maisa Egel. So they come, my father likes to say it this way, he says, the Ribbono Shel Olam comes and Klal Yisrael comes around and says, Nu, you want to give money for the Egel? We'll give you a tax deduction. Yeah, give money for the Egel. They come and they say, you want to give money for the Mishkan? Yeah, sure, you know, tax deduction, no problem. Men are always looking to make money. But the women understood. We give money to the Mishkan, we don't give money to the Egel. They innately understand what the right or wrong thing to do is. Women cling more to the Masorah. Women are more connected to the right thing to do. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik explained. That's why the woman, Chava, was backwards. Because Chava was always looking behind to see what we're supposed to be doing. And Adam was always running ahead to try to conquer, to do more. So maybe that's what it means over here, Sha'asani Kirtzono. It's not a Tzidduk HaDin. Rather, to the contrary, you can say that it's really them praising the Ribbono Shel Olam for making them as close as they are. Anyway, our minhag is that a woman says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Sha'asani Kirtzono. However, the Kaf HaChaim quotes that the minhag Svard is, Svardim, is to say, Baruch Sha'asani Kirtzono, without Shem HaMalchus. Now why? Why should you say without Shem HaMalchus? Where does that come from? So we have a precedent like this already in Shulchan Aruch, which the Ashkenazim actually follow. That is the bracha when a Katam becomes a Gadol, we say, Baruch Sha'patrani Me'on Sha'shalazeh. Anyone ever wonder why there's no Shema Malchus in that bracha? So the Rama paskins that Shema Malchus should not be mentioned. You should just say Baruch Shapatrani Be'on Shalazet. So the Bir Agra right over there disagrees, and the Aruch HaShulchan quotes it, and the Chayyadim quotes it, and Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. They all take the Gra seriously, and they say, no, you should say with Shema Malchus. What kind of bracha? You never make a bracha without saying Shema Malchus. So they say that that bracha of Shapatrani Be'on Shalazet should also be mentioned with Shema Malchus. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why does the Rama feel you should leave it out? So the Mishnah Berurah explains that no, the reason why you leave it out is because it's lo mofia b'shas, because this bracha does not appear in all of Shas. So he says, any time we have a bracha that does not appear in Shas, we don't have a right to mention Hashem's name in it. So that's why we have the minig, that we say the Baruch Shapatrani without Shema Malchus. In fact, we find the same thing. The Beis Yosef writes in Siman Reish Zayin, that when it comes to Bari Nefashos, we end off Baruch Hei Ha'olamim. Why don't we say a bracha? Hashem Malchus. So he says, because Hei Ha'olamim, this whole thing is a bracha that is not found in Shas. So he says, therefore, we don't have a right to say Shema Malchus. And the same is in Modim Dirabbanim, when we say Baruch Kel Ha'odos. Why don't we say Baruch Atah Hashem Kel Ha'odos? So the Beis Yosef writes, because this is not something that is found in Shas, and anytime we have a bracha that does not come up in Shas, we don't mention Shem Umalchus. In Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim and Simen Mem Vav, there is another discussion about Hanosein LaYoev Koach. So the Shulchan Aruch says that Minig Svarad is not to say it. Minig of Svaradim is not to recite that bracha of Hanosein LaYoev Koach because it does not appear in Shas. However, the Rama says our Minig in Bnei Ashkenaz is that we do say it. Right, that's what they say.
Because of all the
tzaris. Right. So that's a big question. Why do we say that with Shem HaMalchus if the rule seems to be that in Shulchan Aruch we assume that we don't recite Shem HaMalchus whenever this bracha does not appear in Shas? In Shulchan Aruch Evna Ezer, there's also a strange bracha that comes up. After a chalitza, the Shulchan Aruch tells us you're supposed to make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvos V'Tzivanu B'mitzvos V'chukim Shel Avraham Avinu Alav Hashalom. Why? What Shaychus Avraham Avinu to Chalitza? So the reason for that is, the Mefarshim explained, the reason for that is because the Gemara tells us that Avraham Avinu said in Michut V'yad Sruch Na'al. That's what he said after the war with Avimelech. He says, I don't want to take anything. So the Gemara says, because he said Chut, so therefore he was Zacha L'Chut Shal Tzitzis. Because he said Sruch Na'al, he was Zacha to the Na'al of Chalitza. So there is some sort of connection. You can ask Rabbi Feiner for the deeper meanings in this, I have no idea. That there is some sort of connection between Avraham Avinu and Chalitza. So therefore we make this bracha. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, but you have to be careful. We should not make this bracha with Shem HaMalchus, because the rule is that any bracha that does not appear in Shas, we do not recite a Shem HaMalchus. So the Mefarshim pick up on one very strange rush. The rush quotes that there was a minig by Pidun HaBen to make a bracha Asher Kiddush Uber Mimei Imo. There was such a minig that the Gaonim had by Pidun HaBen to make a special bracha, not just Al Pidun HaBen. They make a special bracha, Asher Kiddush Uber Bimei Imo, and says the Rush that Bnei Ashkenaz do not have the minhag to say it because we don't find this bracha in all of Shas. So the Mefarshim ask that it seems to be a steer in the Rush, because the Rush himself quotes in Ksubas that there is a bracha that a person makes when he finds that he married a woman that has Basulim, after he has the Tashmish Shal Mitzvah, and he finds out that the woman actually was a Basula, so he should make some bracha, Asher Tzog Egos, some special bracha talking about a woman having besulah. And in fact, the Rush also writes in Brachas and Siman Aleph, B'Shem Rabbeinu Nisim Gon, that there were those who said he should make a bracha on Kriyash Malamita. So what's going on? How come by Pidun HaBen the Rush goes crazy that a person is not allowed to say the bracha of Pidun HaBen because it's Lo Mofiyah B'Shas, but by these two other cases he has no problem? So there are a couple of suggestions that are given. Number one, the Knesset HaGdola writes that, no, that's Dafka by Pidun HaBen, that the Rush has a problem, because by Pidun HaBen we have a bracha that's already in place. You're coming to add a second bracha, so that's not proper. That's why the Rush over there had a problem. But by these other things, where we don't have a bracha, so therefore the Rush felt that that was okay. The second answer that the Bach gives is that he says, anytime you're going to make a bracha without Shema Malchus, we have no objection to that. So he quotes over there that the Sefer Chassidim writes that there was this Chassid Echad, there was some big tzaddik who said, based on the pasuk of Libi Uvisari Yirananu El Kelchoi, that every single one of my body parts is going to be Meranin, is going to be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on its own. So he says that the Sefer Chassidim quotes that this person made a bracha on every single Ever Ve'Ever. Every single Ever of his body he made a special bracha. Why? Because as long as you say it without Shema Malchus, that seems to be okay. So anyway, so back to our Magen Avraham over here. So the Magen Avraham writes that since this Baruch Sha'amar is something that we don't find in all of Shas, so he says, therefore it's not really a bracha, and one would be allowed to be mafsik in the middle. Now, what is the halacha l'maisa? How do we paskin on this issue? So let's just break down Baruch Sha'amar. From the beginning of Baruch Sha'amar until you say Baruch Atah Hashem in the middle of the bracha, then for sure you're allowed to be mafsik. That's nothing. That's not considered in the middle of a bracha. Then you have halfway through Baruch Shamar, you say Baruch Atah Hashem until Melech Malaba Tishbachus. What? Mafsik for Kaddish Kedusha Baruchu Amen. Anything. But now you get to the second half of Baruch Shamar, and now seemingly you're in the middle of a bracha. So what do you do then? So over there, the Magen Avraham said you're allowed to be mafsik in the middle, but Rav Moshe takes issue. He says, no, once we know that this bracha was niskan, and in fact you look in the Acharonim like we mentioned before, You look in the Acharonim, it seems that it has very early roots. It's not something that came around later on in life. So the Rav Moshe writes the following, that really a person should not be mafsik in the middle of the end of the bracha of Baruch Shamar. A person should wait till the end of Baruch Shamar and only then answer to certain things. Now, what if I'm in the middle of Psukei Dezimra? What if I'm past Baruch Shamar? So what do I do now? So the halacha is as follows. We hold you're allowed to answer in the middle of Psukei Dezimra to Hakel HaKadosh, to Shomea Tfila, to Amin Yehishmei Rabba, to Kadosh Kedusha Baruch Hu, and to Modim Derabbanan. That's the halacha. But if it's for an Amin on a different bracha, other than these that we mentioned, again, it's Hakel HaKadosh, Shomea Tfila, Amin Yehishmei Rabba, Kadosh Kedusha and Baruch Hu, and Modim Derabbanan. If it's anything other than that, so we assume you should wait until the end of the Inyan, you should get to the end of the Pasuk, to the end of the paragraph, and then you should answer only if you hear it then. Yeah.
Like
a Devashah B'Kedusha?
Right, as in general we say for more than the Rabbana, like you're supposed to just motion it, so...
Right.
When you...
You're saying, why is this different?
Yeah, if anything, it's more than the Rabbana, I mean, you said because there's a reason to make a Rabbana.
Right, I mean, Modim Derabbanan, some people think Modim Derabbanan means it's Derabbanan and the other Modim is Daraisa. So it doesn't mean that. Modim Derabbanan just means that the Gemara collected... It's right, it's a compilation of all the different Mamarim that the different Chachamim said in the Gemara to be Meshabeach. So we put them all together and we say, this is the collected modem of all the Rabbanah. It doesn't mean that the other modem is Daraisa. It doesn't mean it's any less important. But, yeah, I'm not sure exactly what the pshat is in that halacha.
This
yeah.
To the previous thing you said by Baron Poshet, why isn't that the Shema? Because you're saying Hashem HaKem Na'afoyda.
Oh, in the beginning, you mean?
Yeah. That's Shema Malchus.
Uh-huh. You're starting with Shema Malchus.
Shema Malchus,
uh-huh. So what does the Bis Yosef mean?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. You don't end off, you don't necessarily have to
maybe
make a short
it's a bracha ktsara, right? Yeah, but you're right. A bracha ktsara you don't need. You don't need a chasim. And I have to look into that.
No, so
good point.
This whole question about brachas, any kind of bracha, maybe it's only
bracha. Ah, you're saying maybe. I don't see what the difference would be. I'm not sure.
You don't have any brachas with chasim.
Right.
Bracha shama has a chasim too.
Uh-huh.
A lot of these brachas don't have to say,
right.
So you can make them. Maybe.
I don't know. I have to look into it. It's a good point. I don't know. I have to find out.
I've heard of it. There is a differentiation, but I don't remember what it is.
Mm-hmm. So next week, you let us know.
There is a differentiation.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Next week, you all know too.
We'll try. Okay, so then... Be mafsik b'dibur in the middle of Psukei Dezimra. So we just said you're allowed to answer Amen, you're allowed to answer Kadosh Kedusha Baruch Hu, but what about talking in the middle of Psukei Dezimra? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, this is number Vav on the source sheet, so if you look in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Nun Aleph Sif Dalet, Shulchan Aruch says, Asur lahafsik mi baruch sha'amar ad ha'achar shmona esrei va'afilu l'tzorach mitzvah, even if you're the gabbai in the shul, even if you're doing something very important and very special, l'tzorach mitzvah, what's better than that? Still says the Shulchan Aruch, one is not allowed to be mafsik once he begins Baruch Sha'amar through the end of Shemona Esrei. Why? Because in between Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach is one long bracha. And after Yishtabach, one is not supposed to be mafsik, like we'll see in a minute. You're not supposed to be mafsik before you say Baruch Hu. And then, once you say Baruch Hu, you're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Birchas Kriyashma. Once you say Birchas Kriyashma, you need Smichas Gula Tfila. Okay, so it turns out, you are not allowed to be mafsik from the start of Baruch Sha'amar until the end of Shmona Esrei, says the Mishnah Berurah over there, which is on the sheet in number 6. Ain lanu is Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo Shalom Muskar B'Gemar. Says the Mishnah Berurah, one is not supposed to answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo in the middle of Psukei Dezimra, because that's the same as talking. That's the same as talking, because that's not something that really has roots in the Gemara. Abel Amin Ashar Brachos Mutar Lanos, says the Mishnah Berurah, one is allowed to answer Amin on other Brachos, and a person is also allowed to say an Asher Yatzar if he goes out to the bathroom in the middle of Psukei Dezimra, he's allowed to say Asher Yatzar. Why? Because we're concerned that maybe by the time after Shmona Esrei rolls around, he's going to have to go again and then be Mechayiv himself, which means that now he's going to lose out on his Asher Yatzar. So then one is allowed to recite that in the middle of Psukei Dezimra. So let's move on to Mizmar Lesoda. What's the story with Mizmar Lesoda? So let's look at the Levush. Number Zion, the Levush writes as follows, a beautiful paragraph that he tells us about the meaning of Mizmar Lesoda. Says the Levush, Achar Kach Omer Mizmar Lesoda. After a person says Hoidu, and he says Baruch Sha'amar, depending on which community you are from, which one you say first. So then you say, Mizmar Lasad. V'yesh l'amr b'negina. Shlomo Zalman points out, he's not sure why we all have the minhag to sing Kedusha, we all have the minhag to sing parts of Hallel. Over here, state in Shulchan Aruch that a person is supposed to sing when he says Mizmar Lasad. So he says, we all sing Kalada and we all sing Hallel, so why do we not sing? That's what he says. He's not sure. It says in Shulchan Aruch, a person is supposed to sing Mizmar Lasada. That's what it says clearly. It doesn't say you have to sing Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. It doesn't say you have to sing Kedusha, you have to sing Kelada. It says you have to sing Mizmar Lasada. So Rav Shlomo Zalman points out, in the Halicha Shlomo, he's not sure why this fell through the cracks. How come we don't have any niggun for Mizmar Lasada? Okay. So says the Levush, why do we have the minhag to sing by Mizmar Lasada? Rav Neshu, Shir no Meshubach, Shaya Omer Mosal, Kol Karbani Hatoda, Shaya Makrivin. They used to say Mizmar Lasoda whenever they were makiv a carbon toad in the base hamigdash. La se shvach v'toda lelokim al kol hatova sheg malanim. And he points out over here, yeshom shemitam ze yesh mem tevos b'mizmar ze. Some say this is why there are 40 words in Mizmar Lasoda. Kenegan mem chalos shay makrivim matoda. Because when he brought the carbon toad, there were 40 chalos. So we say 40 words in Mizmar Lasoda. Fine. Continues the levush lefika chamu chazal. He says, when the time of Mashiach is going to come, we will no longer be reciting any of the regular shiras that we are accustomed to saying. Hashem will never stop giving us things to be thankful for. So therefore, we will always, even the Mosah Mashiach, we will always recite the Mizmar Lasoda paragraph. Medinas Elu, says the Levush, we don't recite Mizmar Lasoda on Shabbos and Yantif. Shein toda carbon behem, because we don't bring a carbon toda on Shabbos and Yantiv Meneshu carbon yachid. V'chein bePesach, why don't we say it on Pesach? Because part of the carbon toda is chametz and part of it is matzah, so we're not allowed to bring it on Pesach. And therefore, he says erev Pesach we also don't say it. Why? Because it's maybe kachem lebeis apsul. Right, because you're going to bring a carbon, then you're not going to have enough time to eat it. So that's what the Gemara calls. Maybe as hakachim lebeis hapsul. So that's what he writes over here, that we have to be careful not to bring it on Pesach, not to bring it on Erev Pesach, and in Shulchan Aruch it says you don't bring it on Erev Yom Kippur, because we're concerned that a person is going to be memayit the Zman HaAchila for the Karban Todah, so therefore we don't recite Mizmar Lasoda on Erev Yom Kippur. Ask the Reb Shlomo of Vilna in the Binyan Shlomo, very appropriate kasha for this time of year, he says, how come in Shulchan Aruch nobody points out, he says, Ein putzapel mitzapzev. How come there's no one who ever pointed out this kasha till I, Reb Shlomo of Vilna, came around? He says, what's going on here? How come we recite Mizmar Lasoda on Tainus Esther? So everyone's wondering, what kind of kasha is that? Sounds like a ridiculous kasha. So says, Reb Shlomo of Vilna, and don't tell me that the difference is the following. Don't say that there's a difference between being memayit and the Zman Tchilas Ha'achila and being memayit in the Sof Zman Ha'achila, meaning, the reason you don't say it on Erev Pesach is because if I bring it on Erev Pesach, then I'm going to run out of time in the end of the Zman Ha'achila. And the reason I don't say it on Erev Yom Kippur is because I'm going to run out of time because Yom Kippur is going to come in, I can't eat anymore. But he says, maybe you'll tell me that say it on Tainus Esther, bring your Karban Todah, because all you're missing is the first day to eat it. But it's Nechol, Shnei Yamin V'layla Echad. So you'll eat it the day after Tainus Esther. Eat it on Purim. So he says, no, that's no difference. Because Mevi'im Kachem Beis Apsul, Lemaisa, you're giving an opportunity for this carbon not to be eaten. So he says, I don't see a difference between being Memayit in the beginning, being Memayit in the end. So what's going on here? So I could have said a simple teretz. Oh, before we get to that, I could have said a very simple teretz. Similar. The Rama writes in Tafresh Pei Vav, Tainus Esther is a nothing Tainus. What do you mean? Tainus Esther, a Muberis, Menekes, a Katan. Nobody fasts on Tainus. Not nobody, but unless you're very healthy, you fast on Tainus Esther. The Shulchan Aruch says, the Ramah Paskins, even a Chol HaShemes HaKana doesn't fast. A guy who stam has a headache, or someone has a little something, doesn't fast on Tainus Esther. So that's why you say Mizmar Lasoda, because half the world is not fasting. So of course you're allowed to bring a carbon toad on Tainus Esther. Maybe that's the Teretz. Right? It's not being maybe a Sakachim Lebeis HaPsul. To be makav a carbon toda on Tainus Esther is not telling me that I'm not going to be able to eat the carbon, because half the world is not fasting. Either you're pregnant or you're nursing, or you have a headache or you have something, so you're not going to be fasting. Or you're a zakin.
The day you bring a carbon toda, it's a yom tov.
Yeah. Right.
The day you bring a carbon.
Yeah.
So you probably have to bring a carbon on Tainus Esther. It's yom tov.
Not sure what you mean.
Anytime you bring a carb, it's a yom tov.
Right. Right.
No, it's a personal. No,
right.
The pleasure. It's a personal carb.
Right.
You have to bring it up.
That's the question. What do you mean? I'm not allowed to eat.
You're not
no, it doesn't give me a head. When it's to bring a carbon tide on Yom Kippur and say it's a yantiv, don't eat. So how do you draw the line? That's what he's asking. That's what he's asking. So he says you can't give this teretz that every chayla in the world is eating. He says, no, I'll bring you a raya from Maseches Maaser Sheni. A very interesting raya. So let's look in number Ches. Oh, so 1 second. So the Mishnah says in Maseches Maaser Sheni, Paragimel Mishnah Bey, is the following. It says, Ein lo kanshuma b'kesef maaser b'pnei shehu m'mayit b'achilasa. What does that mean? When I have Maaser Sheni, what's the halacha? I have to go up, take the money to Yerushalayim, and eat the food in Yerushalayim. Right? That's the din of Maaser Sheni. So what type of food am I allowed to buy in Yerushalayim? So says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to take the Maaser Sheni money and buy truma. Why not? Why not? So the Mefarshim say, because Maaser Sheni, I used to be able, anybody could have eaten Maaser Sheni. And if you're going to take that money and buy truma, you're being maybe a sarkachim lebeis hapsul. Why? There are a million kohanim. What's the problem? Why am I being maybe in kach on the base hapsul? So says Rav Shlomo LeVilna, because it used to be roi for a million people to eat, and now it's only roi for 100,000 people to eat. So that's also called being maybe in kach on the base hapsul. So he says, based on this logic, that's why you would still not be having a good teretz for Tainus Esther. Why? Because on Tainus Esther, even though Mubaris, Menikos, and everyone's allowed to eat, but Lamaisa, the other half of the population is not allowed to eat. All the healthy men and all the healthy women who can fast are going to be eaten. So he says that can't be a good teretz. In fact, Avnei Nezer quotes that the Chalkas Yov, his Talmud, asked, why is it that we don't say Mizmor L'Soda on Erev Yom Kippur? A lot of people don't fast on Yom Kippur. You can give it to a katan to eat. So why don't you shecht Karbanos Toida on Erev Yom Kippur and say that's not Mevim Katzim Beisab, so you can give it to Ketanim who are Kohanim, let them eat the Karban.
You said you can't give it.
So the Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem talks about making Shechayanu on Yom Kippur. Maybe we should make it alakos and have a cut and drink the cup of wine. All right, we always make Shechayanu by Kiddush on Yom Tiv. So the Gemara says, no, we have a concern. Maybe the cut is going to make a mistake. But leaving that aside, you have a cut who's not going to know. So maybe we should give it to him. So the Abnei Nezer answered back, no, because now it's only right to Ketanim. It used to be right for everyone to eat. So that's also maybe him cut some base up still. So what's Taka the answer? Why do we say Mizmor L'Soda on Tainus Esther? Asked the Binyan Shlomo. So he says, what are you talking about? Yom Kippur was always around. Yom Kippur always existed. Even in Bayis Rishon, before Bayis Rishon. So he says, there was never such a concept of reciting, of bringing a carbon toda on Yom Kippur. But he says, Tainus Esther, that came along later. That was in the end of the Churban Bayis Rishon. After many, many years of when Klal Yisrael was being makriv, carbon toda on Tainus Esther, all of a sudden you come with a new yomtiv, you come with a day that you're not allowed to eat. So he says, Neshama Parm Sosenu still applies, we still recite Mizmor L'Soda on Tainus Esther because this is something that came along much, much later in history.
Why about the
Yom Tov Tainus Esther? Other Tainus Esther? We do recite. We do recite.
Yeah.
Meaning, why is it worse than anything else? Right? Yeah. Yeah. So now we'll move on to Ashrei just for a minute. So the Gemara says about Ashrei, like we said before, anyone who says Tehillah L'David, anyone who recites Ashrei 3 times a day, is going to be Muftach Lo Shebun Olam Haba. He has a guarantee, a ticket to Gan Eden. Why? So the Gemara says because number one, Ashrei has Aleph Beis. It goes in order of the Aleph Beis. And number two, Ashrei talks about a Poseach HaSerdecha. That's what we consider to be the most Chashav a Pasuk in Ashrei. Ask the Bir Agra. Well, if these are the two qualifications for what we should recite in the middle of Psukah de Zimra, number one, something that has all of the Aleph Beis, and number two, something that talks about Hashem giving food, so why is it that we choose Ashrei? Why don't we choose Mizmor Kuf Yud Aleph? Now, I don't know offhand what Mizmor Kuf Yud Aleph is, but the Gra writes, it's Odas Hashem Mechal Levav. So if you look it up, apparently it has all of the Aleph Beis in that Mizmor, and it says in the middle there, Teref Nasan Lireyav. So that says that Hashem provides food. So why is it that the Gemara chose to say Ashrei should be said in Psukah de Zimra. Why don't we choose this other kapitel in Tehillim? So, if you look carefully in Rashi and Brachos, Rashi gets himself out of this kasha. Rashi says the reason why Paseach HaSyadach has a special significance is because it says Mazon L'Chol Chai, that Hashem provides food for every living creature. But in that in that Kapitul Tehillim that the Gro wants us to say, I mean, the Gro ends up coming out like the Gemara that you should say Ashrei, but in that Kapitul Tehillim it just says Teref Nasan Li Reyav. Hashem provides food for those who fear Him. Sounds like not to everybody. So therefore, Rashi himself gets out of this kasha. Rashi says, what's the reason why the Gemara shows Ashrei specifically is because it's Hachanos Mazon L'Chol Chai, because it's for everybody. It's for every living creature. In Shulchan Aruch, we paskin in Simen Nun Beis, that a person who does not have Kavana when he recites the Pasuk of Poseach HaSedecha must go back and recite Poseach till the end of Ashrei. He has to go back and say it again. That's how seriously we take Ashrei. Now, for the last point that we're going to make in one of the last points we're going to make in tonight's shir is about Vayivarach David. There is a Berhetiv in Simen Nun Aleph that quotes a minig that used to be the minig in many communities in Europe, that the day of a bris, they used to alternate in Vayivarach David. They used to say V'charsim HaBris, the Chazan would say part, or the Mayel would say part, and the Avi HaBen would say part. It was a question exactly who alternated with who, but it seems to be a minhag that they split off a half a pasuk. This one says a half a pasuk, the other one says. So the Berhetiv over there asks a bomb kasha. He says, I don't understand where this minhag come from. I think it's absolutely wrong. Don't we know the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Chav Zayin, the Gemara says in Tainus Daf Chav Zayin also, just happens to be in the same daf in both Masechtas. So the Gemara says in both places that Kol Psukah Deloy Paskim Moshe Rabbeinu, you're only allowed to chop up sukkim the way they're chopped up in the Torah. But if we have a pasuk that's in the Torah in one fashion, we're not allowed to break up in any other way. So he says, how do we say v'charasi ma'abris? And then the other person ends off, lasis esaret zaknani. What do you mean? Kol psuk de la paskim Moshe Rabbeinu, if that's not the way it's broken up in Chumash, so where in the world did this minute come from to split off and to alternate? Oh, so 1 second. What? What do you mean? Is each one saying the whole pasuk? But we're not really each saying the whole pasuk. We should, if you want to alternate, so you should alternate. But I say one pasuk, you say one pasuk. But so the yekas still have this minig. They, my father likes to say, you know, the Katzensteins are Mailim, they go all over the place to be Mailim. So he says most of the world accepted the minig of the Berhetim and the Magen Avraham. Don't do it because the Kol Psukah Deloy Paskim Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't know what the answer is. But the Yekas, the Katzensteins, hold on to the Minig. So they went ahead, and every time they make a bris, they say Vacharis. They go back to the Minig that's not supposed to be done. So it's what to talk about. So what's the answer? Why is it okay? Why is it okay? So Magen Avraham suggests that maybe this is different. You're right. In a general case, one is not allowed to split up a Pasuk if it's different than it is in the Torah. However, he says over here, possibly it's different because the Gemara tells us in the end of the 7th Parak in Sota, when Klal Yisrael was coming out of the Kriyas Yamsuf, when they had Yitzias Mitzrayim, so they themselves split up the Psukim. It says that Klal Yisrael said one Pasuk, and Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu answered, Ashir El Hashem. Then they said another half a Pasuk, and they answered, Ashir El Hashem. So he says, by Shira Sayam itself, by that experience itself, they were splitting up Psukim half-half. So he says, maybe this is an exception to the rule, why would it be okay? Another suggestion the Magen Avraham quotes, is maybe when it comes to Psukim and Ksuvim, you're allowed to split up Psukim, but when it comes to Psukim and Chumash, that's the only time we have a problem. It's a questionable suggestion. You look there in the Magen Avraham, he's not so sure about it. Yeah. Oh, so 1 second. So let's see this in a minute. So number one, we have a Gemara in Brachos on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis that tells us the following. Let's look in Brachos on number Yud. So the Gemara says, Isa b'Marava. The Gemara says that in Marava, which means in Eretz Yisrael, so at night, when they daven Marav, they used to say, Dabra el b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleim, ani Hashem elokeichem emes. Do you know any pasuk that reads like that? No. Nope. Ask the Rishonim, don't we know? Kol psukah de la paskim Moshe Rabbeinu anan la paskinan. So how in Eretz Yisrael did they used to say a pasuk like this? Dabra el b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleim, ani Hashem elokeichem emes. How do they have the right to do this? So the Shittim Kubetzes there writes that, no, what are you talking about? If you look in Sefer Vayikra, anyone who knows Chumash knows that in Sefer Vayikra there's actually a pasuk. Dabra el b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleim ani Hashem elokeichem emes. There is a pasuk like that. So the Shittim Kubetza says, nothing to worry about. That's why they used to say it, because it happens to be, it is a pasuk in Vayikra. So other Acharonim ask, I know the Imre Emes asked this kasha in his Mechtavim, other Acharonim ask this also, what do you mean? That's not a good teretz. They weren't referring to the pasuk in Vayikra. When you're saying Kriya Shema, and you're saying the pasuk of, you're saying the whole parasha of Tzitzis, and then you end off by saying this last pasuk, you don't mean to say that pasuk over there tucked away in Vayikra somewhere. That's not what you have kavana for. You have kavana for this pasuk. So what does it help that you happen to look around, you did a Bar Ilan search, and you found there's a pasuk in Vayikra that has the same words? That's not what you mean.
But you also say Hashem, like the Chazan repeats, Hashem came from Emes, and right. built out a pasuk in the Ksuvim also.
Right.
Came from
Emes. Yeah.
So it says
again. Also I have, right.
Is that a partial?
What?
That's a partial pasuk.
That's a partial pasuk, yeah. That's also a question. And we'll point out a few cases like that. So some Acharonim want to answer this kasha as follows. They say, no, this is the Yerushalmi l'shitasa. This is the B'nai Eretz Yisrael l'shitasa. They didn't hold of the whole din. They hold you're allowed to split up sukkim as much as you want. Why? The Gemara says in Megillah, Daf Chav Tesam Beis, they used to buy the laning. They split up the laning 3 years. They had a 3-year cycle. We have a 1-year cycle. Every Simchas Torah we finish the Torah. But in Eretz Yisrael, they had a 3-year cycle. And the Gemara even tells us they used to stop in the middle of sukkim. They didn't always finish a whole pasuk in Aliyah. They stop wherever they want. So that's why some Acharonim say, this is the Yerushalmi l'shitasa. The Yerushalmi is not worried about this din. The Yerushalmi believes there's no problem. Split up sukkim wherever you want. Start wherever you want. Finish wherever you want. That's the case. So that's what the Gemara tells us, that in Eretz Yisrael, by Ma'ariv, they used to split up a pasuk and not say the full pasuk the way it is. And that's what the Magen Avraham writes in Reish Pei Beis. And in fact, that's the pshat by this Yerushalmi. But there are those who point out, how do we say by Kiddush on Friday night? How do we say Vayier Vayivoker Yom Hashishi? That's also a half a pasuk. So many Achronim point out that the whole pasuk is Vayar Lekim Es Kol Asher Asa V'Inei Tov Me'od Vayier Vayivoker Yom Hashishi. So how do we stop right in the middle of a pasuk? We hold like the Bavli, not like the Yerushalmi. We hold that one is not allowed to split up a pasuk in the middle. So what's the story? So are those who are Machmir who mumble quietly the whole pasuk, Vayar Lekim Askar Asher Asa V'Inei Tov Me'od Vayar Vayivoker Yom Hashishi? Because otherwise you fall into this problem of reciting a half a pasuk that is not the way it is recited in Chumash. And the same hara applies by Vizos HaTorah. Chaim Veloshner writes, right, that we say Vizos HaTorah Shasam Moshe Lefnei B'nei Yisrael Pi Hashem B'yad Moshe. There's no pasuk in Chumash like that. There is a pasuk in Chumash that says Vizos HaTorah Shasam Moshe Lefnei B'nei Yisrael Al Pi Hashem Yachanu Al Pi Hashem Yiso Es Mishmeres Hashem Shamru Al Pi Hashem B'yad Moshe. That's a pasuk in Chumash. So some say that is what you're supposed to be saying when you pick up the Sefer Torah. But otherwise, Reb Chaim Veloshner says he doesn't understand where our minute came from. Like, we have it printed in all the Siddurim to say a half a pasuk here. This is a pasuk that does not exist. It's taking two parts of two different psukim and putting them together. Yeah. Right.
That's from the middle on. It's after the Yasnachta.
Uh huh. So the Magen Avraham does write that.
He's,
right. Correct. So that's one of the suggestions that the Acharonim give. Maybe there's a difference if it comes after an Asnachta, because Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah in a certain way. The Asnachta breaks up a pasuk as if there's a period, so then you're allowed to start. So that's one suggestion that the Acharonim do give for some of these questions. So for our last... What? Oh yeah? Okay. Uh-huh. Interesting. Yes, it's a question. Reb Chaim Veloshner raises it. Why is it? I mean, it's clear in the Siddurim that we don't do that. Reb Chaim Veloshner thinks it's improper. He thinks it's a mistake. Okay. So now, just for our last point, we'll talk about being mafsik between Nishtabach and the beginning of Birchas Kriya Shema. So I'll go to Maimini writes, the Torah quotes the same thing in Siman Nun Aleph, the Beis Yosef quotes it in Siman Nun Dalet. They all quote this phantom Yerushalmi where the Yerushalmi says, Hasach ben Nishtabach liyotzer, someone who talks between the end of the bracha of Yishtabach and the beginning of Birchas Kriyashma, Harei Zeh Chozer Me'orchei HaMalchama. They say that is considered an Avera, and if they were going out to battle, this person is considered a Baal Avera. He cannot be one of our soldiers on the battlefield. So if you look everywhere, you will not find this Yerushalmi anywhere. This Yerushalmi does not exist. That's what the later Achronim point out. This Yerushalmi we don't find anywhere. But in Shulchan Aruch it says in Siman Nun Dalet that if you look in the last in the sources, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Yesh mishomer shalatzarchei atzibur alifsuk atzdaka." If a person wants to collect tzedaka, or there's some pressing need, let's say the shul is the building fund is whatever, the building's falling apart and no one's giving money, we're allowed to stop davening and say, "Until we raise $5,000, until we raise $10,000, we're not continuing the davening." That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. If it's for a makom mitzvah, one is allowed to do that. The Ramah quotes that even over here, the minig is that sometimes people are misbala for a chola in between Yishtabach and Yotzer, because that's the time when you have people's attention, and one is allowed to make a hafsik if it's for a tzarech gadol. So the Arizal tells us, when do we all have a hefsik? In between Ishtabach and Yotzer. Everybody has the minhag to have a hefsik of saying Shir HaMalos in Aseres Yemei Teshuva. So that comes from an Arizal. So the Magen Avraham is not sure why this Arizal is so comfortable making this hefsik here. Arizal says he thinks it's a nice idea that in the time of Aseres Yemei Teshuva, a person should stop in the middle and say Shir HaMalos Mima Makim. So what's going on? Why is the Arizal not concerned of making a hefsik in between Yishtabach and Birchas Kriyashma? Where does this come from? So the Emek Bracha writes that he thinks maybe Rabbi Arya Pramaranchik, Talmud of the Priskei Rav, so he writes that maybe this is based on the Rambam, because the Rambam himself, if you look through the Rambam Menuchas Tefillah, he tells us exactly what should be said when. The Rambam says you should say Baruch Sha'amar, Ashrei, say all the Halalukas, whatever, and then he says you should say Yishtabach, and then you should say Oz Yashir, after Yishtabach. So the Emek Bracha writes, maybe the same way the Rambam says you're allowed to say Oz Yashir, you're also allowed to say Shir HaMalos Mimam Nakim. But then, the Emek Bracha says, maybe this is not such a good proof. Because the Rambam...
You're losing one of the 13
good point. But other than that, he points out another point, that is the following. He says that maybe there's a big difference. What is Az Yashir? Az Yashir is a Shvach. We're saying the Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Kriyas Yamsev. So he says, Az Yashir, if you're saying a Shvach, so we have the minig that we're... Mesader Adam Shivcha Shemakom, what we started with. Tosu says that the whole point of Pesukah de Zimra is to be Meshabeach Hashem. So the Rambam says, say Oz Yashir before you say Birchas Kriyashma, that's a good thing to do. Why does the Rambam feel it shouldn't be in the middle, in between Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach? Because the Rambam feels that it says, Uvishirei David Avdecha, in between Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach, we only recite things that David HaMelech said. So Oz Yashir is not by David HaMelech. So that's not within the framework of Baruch Sha'amar through Yishtabach. That's where we say it afterward. However, that should not be carried over to Shir HaMalos Mimam Makim. Shir HaMalos Mimam Makim is a trina. It's not a shvach. So he says that possibly he's not sure where this minig of the Arizal came from, and he's not sure why it's so simple, that maybe there is a lot of room to distinguish between, to differentiate between Shir HaMalos Mimam Makim and Oz Yashir, and that's why many communities have the minig not to recite Shir HaMalos in Aseres Yemei Teshuva, because it's a question. The Beis Yosef and all the Rishonim quote that we have this Yerushalmi, which really we don't know where it is, about not being mafsik between Yishtabach and Birchas Kriyashma.
If this bond is so strong between Pesukah de Zimra and Yetzer, then how could you start from Yetzer? Let's example, you do come late.
Mm-hmm.
You're lacking in that.
That's the Mishnas Yaakov's kasha. That's exactly the Mishnas Yaakov kasha that we asked before. If the bond is so strong between Pesukah de Zimra, and the whole point of Pesukah de Zimra is to start off to be Meshabeach Hashem and then to Davin, then to ask for a Bakasha, so he says, how does the Shulchan Aruch come to the Pesach that if a person comes late, he's allowed to skip it? That's exactly the Kasha that he asks. Yep. Not so clear.
What's the difference between Oz Yashir and Halev?
You're saying Oz Yashir is also about Nisim Gedolim. Interesting. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Ha'omer Oz Yashir b'Simcha Mochel La'Avanosav." Person who says Oz Yashir and he's excited about it, so he gets a Mechilas Avan. It's a good question.
Yeah, but it's from the Torah. It's from the Torah.
Mm-hmm.
Might be different.
Could be. I don't know. It's a good point. Also about Nisim Gluyim. What's the difference between that and Halav Shalim? Interesting point. Okay, so I saw something very interesting. On the other side of the sheet here, just a word from our sponsor, Parshas Mishpatim, talks about Rapa Yirape, talks all about Refuas. So there's a lot to talk about Refuah. I actually was looking into this week a very interesting thing. Is a doctor allowed to strike? Or does a doctor have to answer questions right away? Just like there's a din of Inu Hadin. If someone calls, you know, a Bezdin with a Shaila, they have to answer right away. It's Inu Hadin. So there are Poskim who say that there's a problem by a doctor also. He has to answer a Shaila right away. If he gets a question, he has to call back right away because the person's waiting. Anyway, it's a big discussion, a lot to talk about Rapa Yirape. But I just saw this beautiful vart here. Rabbi Usher Anshul Schwartz quotes here from his father the following. He says, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos Daf Yud Beis, Hab nichnas levakar as achola b'Shabbos, someone who goes to visit a chola on Shabbos, and in our times we have this minig when we say a mishaberach on Shabbos, p'yitziyasa omer, Shabbos imilizog refura korvalavo. We have the minig to say in our mishaberach on Shabbos, Shabbos imilizog refura korvalavo. So where does that come from? So his father explained based on a medrash in Parshas Bereishis. Tani Reb Shimon Yochai Amra, Shabbos Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Shabbos came to Hashem with a taina. Ribono Shel Olam, Lekulam Yesh Ben Zug, to all the other days of the week, they all have a wife, a pair. The Yom Rishon Yesh Ben Zug, Yom Sheni. Tuesday has Wednesday, Thursday has Friday. V'li Ein Ben Zug, Shabbos is the loner, Shabbos is all by itself. So it came to Hashem with a taina. Amar Le HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Hashem answers back to Shabbos. Knesset Yisrael, Ben Zugach, don't worry, your pair, your wife is going to be Klal Yisrael. V'kivin she'amdu Yisrael lefnei Har Sinai. Once Klal Yisrael came to Har Sinai, Amar Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zachur Adavar she'amarti l'Shabbos, Knesset Yisrael, Ben Zugach. So Hashem reminds Klal Yisrael that don't make me a liar. Make sure you keep Shabbos because I promised Shabbos that you are going to be the Ben Zug of Shabbos. And therefore he said, Zachar Siyama Shabbos HaKadosh, remember, I made this promise with Shabbos, so make sure you follow through. Make sure you are a faithful wife. Chazina mi medrash hanal, so Rabbi Schwartz pointed out, that you see from this medrash, the ben zug shel am Yisrael hu yom HaShabbos. L'chein im Yehudi Rachman al-Tzan chole, if a person is sick, so the same way the Rabban Shalom came to us on Har Sinai and said, don't you dare forget about Shabbos, make sure you keep it properly. So too we have a taina, if a person is sick on Shabbos, we say, Shabbos imilizuk. Shabbos shouldn't forget its end of the deal either. Shabbos is our ben zug. Shabbos is our husband. Shabbos is our wife, whatever. So since Shabbos is our second half, so we're mispalat. Shabbos imilizuk. Shabbos is the one that should give us strength, and Shabbos is the thing that should go and beg the Rebbeinu Shalom that we should have a refuah shalema. Yeah. Right.
That's the locus that we have. You don't have the locus from Shulis
yeah.
that we got from Zohar. Now you know why he has Zohar.
That?
You just said it.
It's very important to remember. Yeah. Okay, very good. Shkoyach. Okay, so with this we will see everybody next week.